Monday Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9WATD.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. That is true. We've got nearly 600 podcasts that are up, and that's with individual guests. Check it out. I think it goes back all the way back to 2012 are some of those segments. And how is Monday Night Talk possible? Well, we are possible thanks to some of our great sponsors, Tiny and Sons Glass, Life Care Center of the South Shore, McGuigan's Pub, as well as Signature Healthcare. Well, do you know who our next guest is, Ryan?
I believe we have Representative Mike Brady.
I think you might be right. Let's see. Who is on the phone line?
It is Mike Brady, Kevin.
You win a bottle of hot sauce. Take one of your own.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Representative, how are you this evening?
Good, and yourself?
We're doing pretty good. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Now, all right, it's official. You're out there. You are running to fill the remaining term of a good friend, Tom Kennedy, who we lost recently. First and foremost, talk to us. You had a kickoff just about a week ago?
Well, I've been trying to have fundraisers all across the district. I'm going to be doing a formal announcement in the district itself, but I've let people know that I'm running, and people have offered to have fundraisers for me, and unfortunately, it's the unnecessary evil when you run for different elected office. You have to raise funds for literature, advertisement, etc., and it's part of the job. So I've been having tremendous support from people who have offered to hold fundraisers for me, and we had one the other night in Brockton that went very well, and I'm very grateful to Tin Ray's restaurant. Joe Murray and his wife Elaine hosted it with a couple local business people in Brockton, and it was a great turnout, and I did very well, but I still have to do more. I do hear there may be a couple opponents in the race coming up, and they're good candidates as well, so you've got to prepare for that. And as I mentioned, running for office does cost money, so we've been trying to add to the campaign budget, and a couple of my opponents have a lot more money than I do, so I have to catch up there.
Now, Representative, why exactly have you decided to run for Kennedy's remaining term?
Well, that's a great question. I've already, I've served for over 7.5 years in the State House of Representatives. I've served prior to that as a city councilor, and I've always been out in the district, not only in Brockton, but the surrounding towns. I serve as a Democratic State Committee member. So I've been on the ballot in all the towns that are in the senatorial district, and I've had a lot of contacts with residents in the district. And when people have talked to me about running for Tom Kennedy's seat, should he ever retire or move on or whatever, and it's unfortunate that his passing came to be. I've always had a great relationship with Tom Kennedy. He's been like a mentor and an older brother to myself, and we've always worked well together with the rest of the state delegation and our local officials. And it was always presumed that I may run for the seat based on the work I've done and the outreach I've done, not only in Brockton, but the other towns that we're looking to run in. But again, it's a tough situation. It's bittersweet because we did lose Tom Kennedy at a younger age and time than we had hoped for. He always had his health issues, but as we all know, he did more from his hospital bed than most people do on a daily basis out in the real world working. And, it's been a tough loss. I visited him the week before he passed away. He was still talking to me about issues at Massasoit Community College we're working on and other things within the district with traffic issues. And then I spoke to him on the phone, and things seemed to be getting better. And unfortunately, we got the call Sunday night. I was in the town of Easton for a scholarship event. We were honoring a student from the town of Easton, which we awarded a scholarship to. And it was a great event at Jerry Osborne's house, and we're all leaving, and we got the call that Tom had passed. So it's been a difficult time, bittersweet, even though I had looked at some point to run for the seat should Tom Kennedy ever move on. You never wanted things to happen this way. So, but I've been out there, and I'm gaining tremendous support from a lot of people, and I'm moving forward.
What would you say will be the general issues? I mean, you've got a short sprint to the October 6th primary if you do have an opponent. I believe that there might be an opponent on the Democratic side of things. Not sure so much on the Republican side. Well, of course, we'll find out, I think, at the end of the week whether or not if there is an opponent for what the opponents are in both Democrat and Republican races. But what do you feel are the true issues in this race that you guys are going to be talking about when it comes to, you know, at least, filling up the remaining term of Tom's term?
Right. Well, there's issues that remain throughout the whole district that are similar. Funding for the district is an important issue, and we just had to do some overrides. I respect the governor, Baker, and I respect him doing his job, but he's trying to balance a budget, and we're trying to do our part with the budget, and he made some cuts that were very important issues to our district, so we were back in there doing the budget session, dealing with overrides of the budget. And one particular issue was money for a senior center in the town of Halifax, $50,000 that was cut, and we were able to go back in and override that veto. There's money for roads that we need. Our roads are in deplorable condition, and that's another issue, and public safety is an issue. The opiate addiction crisis, which is affecting us all, whether you're from a very affluent community, not even in the district, I'm talking about Dover or Weston, or communities in the district, whether you're from Brockton or Whitman or Hanson, this addiction crisis is affecting all of our families out there. And we've seen more people suffer from it and families suffer. So we passed some legislation last semester on the situation. That's one thing that we worked well with the former administration and the current governor and his administration at the forefront to address this issue, but it wasn't enough. The insurance companies push back all the time. You know, they're trying to keep their costs down and they're trying to make money, but it's not about money. It's about saving people's lives. And there was an approval for 14 days in a rehabilitation facility. That by far is not enough. So one of the bills I filed this past semester was a bill to extend it to 30 days. I figured it's expanding in the right direction, but I really think it should be even more than that, 60 days. We did have a hearing on that. It did get support in the committee it was heard on, and it's still being heard amongst different groups in the community. And I know the mayor of Brockton and our governor has a task force that is so important. They've had hearings all over the Commonwealth, a lot in Plymouth County and in the district, to address the issue, and hearing from the doctors, the medical staff, nurses, residents, and families have been severely affected by this crisis. So that's an issue we're working across the board. And then there's different issues that are relative to the communities. Silver Lake is an issue that, you know, Brockton owns and gets the water from, but there's issues down in the communities of Halifax and Hanson that, you know, sometimes if the water is stagnant, too much algae grows, and that has to be addressed, and who's going to pay to clean the water there? Or when there's too much water drawn, the water levels are so low, that creates a problem. And then the city of Brockton dips into, I'm talking about the Water Commission now, they dip into Furnace Brook or other waterways that you don't want to affect the wildlife and all of that there either. So that's a big issue, and I've met with Water Commissioners in the district, in the towns of Hanson and Halifax, and I'm hoping to bridge the gap to bring all the parties together with the people from the city of Brockton to get this issue addressed. It's been a long-standing issue. I know Tom Coulter, the rep from the issue, has been on top of it. Josh Cutler from Hanson, he's been on top of it. And the experts, which I'm not an expert, but the experts who are the water commissioners and the engineers and the people who are in these areas, they need to be at the table to get this issue addressed. So that's just an overview of some of the issues, but there's so many other issues we can get into.
Well, of course, but do you think that there are any adjustments that you are going to have to make while campaigning for this office?
If you can clarify, what do you mean? What kind of adjustments?
I think what he's trying to say is you, being a state representative, I would think that the district size would be different at running for state senate compared to state rep, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a much larger district. We represent a certain amount of residents. As state representatives, the district is much larger as a state senator. But I feel my experience being on the state committee, I've already been on the ballot in these communities that I'm looking to run in. And I've had family in the district. I've had family in Whitman. My sister raised her family in Whitman. My aunt and uncle belonged to the VFW in Whitman. They're World War II generation. They've passed on. I had an uncle who lived in Hanson. He has unfortunately passed on, but he worked in local businesses. So I've had contact and just friends who, either formerly lived in Brockton who live in the suburbs or that I've known through different interactions. I've worked with some of the selectmen and local officials in these towns that working on different issues is a public safety issue with the chief of the fire department in Hanover with the local selectman Rob O'Rourke on a lamplighter bill that former legislator Rhonda Nyman had filed. And it went through the one committee and everything else but didn't get passed. We finally got that through, and that's an important bill to relate to public safety. So my experience already dealing in these communities, I think, helps. But it is a larger district, and it's a lot of work to do. And there is a very short window because it is a special election. The primary date is October 6th, and the final general election is November 3rd. So it's not like when you're running a normal election, you have all this time to, you know, reach out to every person. I'm trying to reach out to everybody in all the communities that are in the district, but being real, it's very difficult to find, to meet everybody. So we're trying to reach as many people as possible and get the word out. And that's going to comes back to the money issue. You have to raise money for advertisement to get your name out there, to use the local media sources. And I'm grateful for you gentlemen having me on the radio tonight. And I was on the radio earlier in the district time and also on the local cable stations. But you've got to do more than that because it is a quick window. It's like it's almost like a sprint coming down to the final wire.
I guess I would ask you, you talked about the difference between being a state rep and the district being bigger when you're a state senator. What kind of issues, when we talked about the issues, are the issues different in the more rural parts of the district compared to the urban center like the city of Brockton?
Yeah, there are differences in relationship to the demographics, the constituency, what's important. Like I mentioned, Brockton needs water and they have Silver Lake, and they did also pass a desalinization plan for the Dighton Reservoir as a backup plan. So we're not constantly drawing from Silver Lake or the Avon Reservoir, wherever we're getting our water from. So the people who live around the district in Hanson and Halifax, they want to protect their natural wildlife down there, and they want to make sure the water's kept clean and who's going to pay for it and that we're not drawing too much. Another issue that may be similar is tax issues could be different from a town and compared to a city. Tax rates, you know, that's done at the local level with your selectmen and city councilors,
right.
But without the proper funding from the state, they can't hold the line on taxes. And that's a worldwide district issue on getting revenue for the area. I've been meeting with different constituents, with seniors, especially on the senior centers and some of the communities that are outside of Brockton. Brockton's very fortunate. We have the Council on Aging facility, the Mary Kennedy Senior Center. That was built with state lottery funding from the lottery back when Shannon O'Brien was a treasurer. We got a tremendous amount of funding. These other communities are struggling just to have a halfway decent senior center, and they need funding. And that's one thing we did, though, collectively as a state delegation, as I mentioned earlier, in Halifax, we vote to override a veto that would have provided $50,000 to the senior center in Halifax, and that's just a part of it. There's a school in Hanson that has been closed. It was a hospital prior, and then it was, I believe, it was used for I'm trying to think if it was tuberculosis or whatever. But some of the residents talked to me about that, and there was a private business that was looking to go into that school. And it didn't work, and that school is sitting vacant. It's not doing nothing. It looks in very difficult shape, and that's a concern to the residents of Hanson. So each community has different issues. Now, Hanover, the new roadway on Route 53, Tommy Kennedy did a tremendous amount of work getting the funding for that in place to ease the traffic burden. And as we know, Route 3 is a nightmare coming home from Boston, as well as all the roads. So, you know, we've got the trains that have helped. We've got to expand that. But there's still issues that are relative to both communities and then some issues that are different.
So I guess one of my final questions will be, I'm sure that you've got a campaign office already set up, that you have a website. Folks want to find out more information. How can they do that?
Well, my website is bradyworks.net. And my cell phone number, which I've given out, if anybody wants to reach me, is 508-345-8632. I do have a campaign headquarters set up in Brockton at 621 Center Street, the old Mats and Glass diagonally across from the old Brockton Hustle, which is now Signature Healthcare. I'm looking to also set up a subcommittee headquarters in one of the communities outside of Brockton, just to make it easier for some of my supporters that may live in Hanover or on the outskirts of the district so they can get signs or whatever to work that. I've been constantly trying to meet as many people as possible in the communities outside of Brockton, as well as the city of Brockton and the town of Easton, because it's the second Plymouth Bristol district, so Easton is within Bristol County. I've been working right along with our federal delegation, Steve Lynch, who represents part of the area, and I've reached out to Congressman Keating's office, because there's a lot of issues that they've been working on that we can work on together. I think the relationships we've built up over the years, whether it be with our local selectmen, with our local board officials, with our state delegation, and our federal delegation, because as you know, nobody can do it alone. You have to build up relationships and you have to work together. And I've got support from both Republicans and Democrats out there because, again, we may disagree on some issues, but it doesn't mean we disagree on all issues. And we've worked together to do some of these overrides of the governor's vetoes. We've worked together on issues trying to get revenue for some of these things that we spoke about. And we're going to continue to work together. And I think it's so important. The cliche out there, there's no I in team. I think my work ethic in building up relationships with whether it be elected officials, residents, community boards, has helped me tremendously in my outreach as I'm running for the Senate seat. Again, though, I may potentially have some good, strong candidates out there, and I don't take anything for granted. There may be another Democrat running in the race. There was a couple of Republicans who pulled papers to run. I don't know if that's narrowed down. I submitted all my nomination sheets into the State Elections Commission today. I was the first one to do so. I'm very grateful to all the people that had signed my nomination papers, but I'm still reaching out to as many people as possible, and I'm trying to knock on as many doors as possible. The good thing about this, hopefully I lose some weight as I go along knocking on doors, but you do have concerns that you have to address, and a lot of these concerns, as we all know, can't be solved overnight, and that's where building up relationships, working with other individuals in the towns that know the town the best, mm-hmm. helps to get things done.
Well, Mike, we want to thank you so much for joining us, and we will hopefully do a little bit of a political forum here. It depends on if you're going to end up having an opponent, if we have other opponents, you know, the Republicans have anybody other than Jeff Deal. I know that you and Jeff Deal are the notable candidates that are running, you being a Democrat, Jeff Deal being a Republican. There was thought that Vi Ryerson might throw her hat into the ring, former Hanover selectman, but she, I think, has bowed out. And then I think there's a gentleman named Joseph Lynch, who is a Democrat, who is supposedly gathering signatures, but we won't know until the 25th, which is later on this week. So
yeah,
actually, it's tomorrow.
So. And then, I honor anybody who decides to run. That's what democracy is all about. That's what our country is about, our forefathers, with the freedoms we have a right to choose. And I give credit to anybody who's still considering running or who is going to be on the ballot. Mm. I look forward to any forums we have, and I'd be happy to be on your forum as well. As being a former Brocktonian, I've always had a great relationship with you. And I know you'd be fair. You have to be fair and non-biased to any candidate, so I appreciate that, especially being a media person.
Yep.
And there'll probably be other debates on cable or other forums as well.
Well, we will definitely talk more down the road, but we will wish you the best of luck and look forward to that conversation.
Thank you very much. And anytime you want to invite me back, I know there's so much information. We have so little time to... Yep. Get it all out there. I'd be happy to come back again.
There he is, State Representative Mike Brady, joining us, running for State Senate. Be watching for what happens if there's going to be an October 6th primary. We're going to step aside when we come back. More Monday Night Talk.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.